Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A workshop called Food, Faith, and Climate, Connecting the Dots, is coming to Pella on Sunday, April 10th. Let's learn more about it and go in-depth with Sarah Paulos with Iowa Interfaith Power and Light, Des Moines. Sarah, what's Iowa Interfaith Power and Light?
Well, Iowa Interfaith Power and Light is a nonprofit organization based out of Des Moines. And our mission is to inspire and equip people of faith to become leaders in finding solutions to climate change. So we work to protect creation and safeguard society's most vulnerable by providing education about global climate change and helping individuals and congregations reduce their carbon footprints and also advocating for clean energy policies.
Well, now, how does that work? As I understand it, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but there's a wide variety of opinion on climate change as well as faith. And so people I presume you're in general talking about the Christian faith and that there are a wide variety of perspectives. Now, correct me where I'm wrong in any of that.
Sure. Well, we are an interfaith organization, so we work with people from all different faith traditions here in Iowa, from Jewish to Muslim to Buddhist to Christian. And so, you know, we work with everyone. We're interfaith. And the majority of the people of Iowa understand that climate change is happening. The majority of the people of Iowa have experienced climate change, whether you live in Cedar Rapids or Ames, where you experienced those devastating floods in 2008 and 2010, or if you're a farmer and your field suffered terribly in that drought a couple of years ago. So we don't ever have any naysayers that come to our events. They come because they know climate change is happening and they want to be part of the solution. So, and all of our major faith traditions call us to care for the earth and to care for our neighbor, especially the poor who are suffering first and worst by climate change.
Okay, well, let's just start with something I know some of my listeners, anyway, were thinking when you were speaking there, that those floods and the drought and all of that, that's not climate change in the sense that, you know, people might be thinking. They're calling it weather, and that's just sort of natural. What do you say to them?
Well, climate scientists have long been predicting these kinds of extreme weather events for Iowa and the upper Midwest, with this drastic change in our hydrological cycles. And so we can't say that any one particular event is climate change, but it fits the pattern of what has been happening and what is going to continue happening with our extreme weather events.
Well, but I have friends that can say, that'll tell me, oh, it's a hoax, it's not really happening, or maybe it's happening and it's natural, and that people don't have anything to do with it, and this is all some scam by Al Gore. What do you say to that?
Well, you know, as people of faith, we are called to care for one another, and including our brothers and sisters here at home and around the world. And climate change has been wreaking havoc on smaller countries around the world, Pacific Islands that are going under the water, or for instance in Bangladesh, where thousands of people live within 3 feet of sea level. And the sea level is rising, and they are losing their homes and their livelihoods, and some of them are losing their lives. And it's up to us as people of faith to take care of our neighbors around the world. And the way that we do that is to become conscious of the way we use resources. The United States is a small portion of the world's population. It's 4% of the world's population, and yet we contribute 25% of the greenhouse gas emissions that cause climate change. So there's much we can do here at home to help our neighbors around the world who are suffering the worst from climate change.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Sarah Paulos with Iowa Interfaith Power and Light about the workshop called Food, Faith, and Climate, Connecting the Dots, that's coming to Pella on Sunday, April 10th. You're just assuming as a fact that climate is changing and that we have something to do with it. And then,
well, I'm not assuming it. I'm just agreeing with 99% of the scientists around the world. I mean, if 99 pilots told you that airplane is not safe, I wouldn't get on it, and one said, yes, it's safe, go ahead and get on, what would you do? Would you get on that airplane?
Well, of course not. Of course not. You know, maybe this is a very important point, because the getting on the airplane affects me personally. And people in, I'm just going to assert this, I guess, people, it's hard. Oh, people in Bangladesh, I don't know anything about them. They're far away. It's hard for me to care about them. So maybe since I don't really know see anything going on in my life, maybe that's part of why if it doesn't impact me directly, maybe I don't care. And that's sort of a problem, isn't it?
Well, I think that would be a personal problem, yes. As people of faith, we're called to care for one another.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and to not be able to extend your caring beyond your own self is, you know, that's unfortunate. Yeah. But, you know, if people want to look how climate change is affecting their lives here in Iowa, if you are a farmer, have experienced these extreme changes in water patterns on your farm, which has affected the yield on your farm, you might know something about it. Or if you are a mother and you have children who have allergies and the pollen counts go up every year more and more because of climate change, you've experienced climate change. Or if you run into an armadillo with your truck on the highway in Johnson County, you have experienced climate change. I just met a farmer who did that. Armadillos aren't native to Iowa. They're moving north from Texas. This is part of climate change. Many species are moving north.
I'm sort of challenging some of these issues because there's a wide division in our society whether this is something we need to worry about or it's something we don't need to worry about. And you're trying to pull our heads out of the sand, I guess, and take this seriously.
Yeah, it's definitely something that we need to worry about. The Pope himself says that this is the greatest challenge to humanity today.
Well, and the Pope took some flack for that too, didn't he?
Yeah, he did take some flack, but it didn't deter him at all, and it shouldn't deter the rest of us either for doing what we know is the right thing to do, to take care of our neighbors around the world.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Sarah Paulos with Iowa Interfaith Power and Light about the workshop called Food, Faith, and Climate, Connecting the Dots, that's coming to Pella on Sunday, April 10th. So how do we make that happen? You know, I'm just one person in the middle of Iowa. How do I make that happen? What difference can I possibly make?
Oh, you can make a lot of difference. That's why I love what I do for Iowa IPL, because I help people see that they can actually make a difference in their daily lives in reducing their contribution to greenhouse gases, which cause climate change. And doing these things actually saves money. And so it's a win-win situation. It's better for the individual and it's better for the planet. And we do this with two programs. One is our energy-saving program, Cool Congregations. We help congregants of a congregation reduce their carbon emissions in their daily lives as an act of faith. We ask them to make a tithe to the earth, so to speak. And then the other program, which I'm bringing to Pella on April 10th, is called Food, Faith, and Climate, Connecting the Dots. And we look at how our food practices contribute to climate change and how our faith traditions call us to take practical solutions to solve the problem. And so in the food program, what we'll be doing is, first off, looking at the question, why should people of faith be talking about food? What is particular to us as people of faith that we should talk about food? And it's a very appropriate topic to discuss, because you know, food is a primary medium for expressing our connection to each other and to the earth and to God. Our faith traditions have certain beliefs about food, and we use food symbolically in our liturgies. And various faith traditions require specific food practices in the daily lives of their believers. So it's really quite central to a person of faith to be talking about this topic. And then we look at how our food practices contribute to climate change. And then we look at our own particular denomination's faith statement on food and agriculture, which is eye-opening to most people there. And then we look at a little self-assessment form of our own food practices and look at tips on how to reduce our climate emissions from our food practices, and then make a plan for more climate-friendly food practices. So it's really quite an enjoyable workshop to give, and including the fact that we always get to enjoy a climate-friendly snack from local food. It's a good event.
And you're partnering with Second Church, Peace Lutheran, St. Mary's Catholic Church, and Central College, I see.
Yeah, First Baptist, Central College Sustainability Program, Central College Campus Ministry, St. Mary's Catholic Church, and yes, Second Reformed Church, who will be hosting us for the day. Plus, IV has generously donated climate-friendly snacks for the day. Plus, we're going to have Prairie Roots Farm there. That's a local farmer who will be signing people up for the season for her CSA basket. Do you know what a CSA is?
Community-supported agriculture, yes.
You've got it. Yeah, it's a great way to buy directly from a local farmer, which is one of the solutions that we recommend through this program.
And growing in significance, I guess, more and more people are belonging.
Yes, they are. The CSA movement is really booming.
Okay.
And we're going to have the Central College students from their sustainability program there also with a table to showcase their Earth Month activity and ways that we can also be involved in their things.
What about our skeptic? I presume you just don't want to be, you know, talking to the initiated, talking to the people that recognize the significance. I'm sure you'd like to reach out to some people that aren't convinced. Are you willing to do that?
Oh, we welcome all comers. Yes, it's wonderful to have people from all motivations attend our workshop. Some people come just because they want to save money. Some people come just because they care about their own health, because all the recommendations we make actually improve the health of your body as well as the health of the planet. So we take all comers. Anyone who would like to come is fine.
Well,
then it'd be fantastic if people came with an open mind and wanted to learn something new. We rely on wonderful sources of information, the Food and Agriculture Organization from the United Nations, Iowa State University, Ohio State University. We have all sorts of really wonderful information that people have found to be quite trustworthy and reliable. So if people want to be persuaded by facts, that's great. But we also find that talking about our stories of connection with food actually puts us in a better place to discuss what's going on and what we would like to see going forward. So we spend some time in the workshop also sharing our stories about our personal connections with food, which is quite enjoyable also. Really grateful to all of our sponsors for inviting us there, and I hope we have a good turnout.
Thanks to Sarah Paulos for contributing to the program.
For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.